It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. West Bend, roughly 40 minutes north of Milwaukee, is home to the UW-Milwaukee at Washington County, a two-year campus seeking ways to curb a steep enrollment decline over the years and keep its doors open, especially to meet the higher education needs of area residents. Colin, with questions about the future of two-year branch campuses in Wisconsin, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Scott Hanke is county treasurer and a member of Washington County's Higher Education Task Force. Scott, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thanks for having me.
Good morning. And Josh Showman, Washington County executive. Josh, welcome.
Good morning, Ken. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Well, let's start with you, Josh. Washington County is exploring the idea of creating a community college pilot program. What would this entail? What are you considering?
Yeah, thank you for talking about this subject. It's an important one. Washington County has been a partner with the UW dating back to the late 1960s with our two-year campus. And it's been a wonderful partnership. Demography today and in the next decade is really tough. There are just fewer kids and too many institutions for the fewer kids that we have. And so we're really trying to be forward-facing and forward-looking, especially experiencing things like the closure of Cardinal Stritch just down the road from us and our sister campus over in Richland County, UW-Richland. That closure or effective closure really led us to try to find a solution that would have something for our kids, businesses, and community that would be meaningful and really reinvigorate higher education in Washington County. And that's what this task force work was all about. And I think a merger of the resources between our tech college and UW is certainly the path for us to work towards. And that's exactly what we're trying to do.
So looking at aligning with, is it Moraine Park Technical College?
Yeah, that's right. Moraine Park Technical College and UWM Washington County, those two facilities, which are about 3-4 miles apart.
Scott, what would be the ups and downsides here? I mean, what do you see at the possibility of this, especially, you know, would the county incur new costs?
As a proud alumni of the two-year campus, UWWC or UWMWC, it's really to look forward toward I'm not looking back at the good old days. I'm looking forward toward what the youth of today can have, trying to create a sense of community. Cost-wise, we obviously want, in our proposal, we wanted the dollars to follow the students. So the funding that is already coming through UWM to UWC campus, those funding sources, we want to follow the students and not hurt or hinder Moraine Park in that sense. So there's really no additional cost to us at the county. We already incur costs for the cost of the building and the maintenance and those types of things. So it's really trying to merge and use collectively all of the resources of the county as well as the resources in the Moraine Park district.
But as Josh said, I mean, this has been a long-term relationship with the UW system. Generations, 50-some years. Why break away from that type of heritage?
And I think what we're looking at is that the merger that happened with UWM was unsolicited by us. And we're trying to, like, as Josh said, we're trying to look forward and to find out what's best for our youth, not just what's best for maybe the university or what's best for the Moraine Park District, but what's best for the future alumni of our county and to try to get that sense of community that our kids will stay here. Workforce is always on the list of things that we need to try to get more of, and that's really where we're headed with a task force.
Scott Hanke, the county's treasurer there. We have Josh Showman as well, Washington County executive, as we look at the challenges facing two-year colleges in Wisconsin, and specifically a proposal for UW-Milwaukee at Washington County. You can join in with your ideas, your questions at 800-642-1234. Josh, looking more specifically at the enrollment decline, the Washington County campus is down nearly 70% since 2010. It is, you know, comparable to other UW System Branch campuses around the state. Do you find that, is there a tipping point? Is the campus financially sustainable at current enrollment levels?
Yeah, that's a great question, and certainly part of what prompted this discussion. And as Treasurer Hanke was noting, this really goes back to the merger with UWM. In no way, shape, or form should this be a reflection on Chancellor Mone, his team's leadership, or UWM as a whole. You know, they are one of the premier institutions in the state of Wisconsin. And they've done a great job. But from the day that UWM came on board, I made clear to them that it was very obvious this was not sustainable, either demographically or financially, in the years that came. And so from the very start of that second merger, I was very clear with them that we needed to be thinking long term, as Scott said, about what's best for the kids of Washington County. One thing that's important to understand about Washington County, certainly, especially back at the time when the merger happened, from the state line all the way north to Green Bay on the east side of the state, Washington County was the only county, aside from Racine County, that doesn't have a four-year institution of higher education. And of course, Racine has Parkside right across the county line in Kenosha. So for us, this is really important to have not just a campus in namesake, but something that's really vibrant and active, and something that kids really want to be a part of. And we had that back in the 60s. We had that as recently as the early 2010s. We don't have that today. Alumni walked through that facility as part of this task force just a couple weeks ago, I guess a couple months ago at this point. And, you know, they called it a dead zone, and it was a shadow of what it was when they were in school not that many decades ago. So I would say, you know, it has changed kind of beneath our feet. And now it's really a matter of how do we create something new, bring in, just reinvigorate higher education in Washington County in a way that is meaningful to our kids and has outcomes that help our community and our local businesses.
I wonder, Scott, as an alum, how does that resonate with you? How does the campus compare now to when you were a student?
It's dead. I never played soccer in my life until I got to my first year of college. It was a vibrant community. The student activities were all there. It was a true sense. I have friends that were from other parts of the county that when I was a student there, they were just other students and we became friends, and they're still colleagues to this day here some 30 or 40 years later. It's just sad that our kids and our students and even our faculty don't have the same facilities. They have the same facilities, but not the same community that we once had.
The heart
it was
and
really
soul.
Sad.
You find that the heart and soul is missing compared to when you were a student.
Correct. And yet when we walked through Moraine Park and that same group, you could see the embers of a community that was there and is diminishing also. And we need to get these together and really create a sense of Washington County and that civic pride and the pride in yourself to do better and to enhance your life.
Washington County Treasurer Scott Hanke and County Executive Josh Showman, they're sharing how their county is trying to figure out a way forward for its two-year campus to stay viable. UW-Milwaukee at Washington County, located in West Bend. Join in any point in this higher ed discussion. Call in with questions, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. With steep enrollment declines at two-year campuses in the UW system, UW-Milwaukee at Washington County, one of them, the county forms a higher ed task force to proactively seek ways to keep it viable north of Milwaukee. Call in with questions about branch campuses and their future, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Washington County Executive Josh Showman is here and County Treasurer Scott Hankey as well. Let's bring on a call. Todd in Pelican Lake. Hi, Todd.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your question?
I had just come in on the conversation rather late, but I had heard somebody say that.
Oh, Todd, I think you're breaking up. Are you still there? Okay, I think I'm going to have to reiterate, Todd, your question. And Josh, it's why is there such a decline in enrollment for these colleges? Are students going online? What is the deal?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And one of the things that our task force really wrestled with, I think it's a handful of different things. One, demography. There's just less kids than we had certainly back in the 60s and even in the 80s. A lot less students to pick from. Just a good example of that is West Bend school districts right now are graduating about 500 seniors this coming spring, while they're this fall they brought in about 350 kindergartners. Oh. So that just gives you a sense of kind of the direction of the number of kids we have here in Washington County. And it's not just Washington County, it's all of Wisconsin and all of the country. So that's part of it. The other part is, of course, the economy is just cooking in terms of the number of job openings. I mean, you don't have to go very far to find a now hiring sign and employers just struggling to find employees and then paying significantly. You can make six figures as a CDL driver right now. So justifying the two-year education is difficult. And then the third thing that I think is really a challenge is the number of dual enrollment opportunities for kids in high schools. I mean, they are coming out. My son's a freshman at UW La Crosse, and they're, you know, they're coming out of high school with 12, 20, 30 credits, finishing their freshman year of college before they've even graduated high school, whether it's an AP course or dual enrollment or some other mechanism. So I think it really puts a strain on these 2 years and really puts in question the need for the same type of thing that we have had historically.
Scott, let us know where the county's higher ed task force is at in this process. What are the next steps in launching a community college pilot program? When would a recommendation come?
So we've made a resolution to the county board. The county board did pass that. And then what we're looking for next is how do we sell the concept and the pilot program to the higher ups, from the UW Board of Regents to the Moraine Park Technical College Board of Directors and all of the other higher ups that really supersede what anything that we would do and on paper to say that we want to see this merge. It's really trying to look forward and form that collaboration that we had many, many years ago and for many, many years, and show them the tradition of Washington County and that we're forward thinking and we really want to try to do what's best for our kids.
Are you getting any signals from UW administration, from UW Regents, that the exploratory work you're doing and investing in it is highly necessary? Or do you feel that what's compelling you to do this work is because the county sees the writing on the wall?
Well, I think all of those are correct. If we can get some people together and let them see what we see. And I think that's really what the resolution said is, here's all the issues. Here's all the things that we think would make it vibrant again and good for our students. That's really what it's all about is it comes back to the students. And like Josh had said, you can't go very far without a hiring here. We need help. And there are fewer kids, fewer people to fill those spots. So we really need to figure out how do we go forward and keep higher education here in Washington County, but yet tailor it to what Washington County needs.
Josh, what support, what help would Washington County need from the UW system to create its community college?
Yeah, I think it's the same type of help that helped create the UW campus back in the 1960s. We need a partnership. This isn't going to happen because Washington County created a task force. This will take conversation and collaboration with Chancellor Mone and his team, and they have been collaborative. This will take meetings and discussions with President Rothman, which we're in the midst of working on. So I am optimistic. I think what has really changed the game, so to speak, and I think what really moved our task force was, you know, it wasn't that long ago that the two-year UW campuses were clearly the path to a four-year liberal arts track, and the tech colleges were really vocational in nature. Well, in the last couple of years, the UW has authorized tech colleges to be able to have a liberal arts track on their own and to transfer credits to the UW. Well, they're now in exactly the same lane. We literally have created competition within 3 miles here in West Bend that over fewer and fewer kids. It doesn't make any sense at all. So I think this is all about having a collaborative partnership, which we've had since the 1960s with the UW, and which we have in different ways with the tech college, and using our resources smarter. The UW system is one of the greatest resources the state of Wisconsin has. And the kids that they serve, the people that they serve, are the future of our state. How do we maximize every dollar to make sure we're giving those students every opportunity possible? And I think you can't say we're maximizing those dollars today. I want UWM to be the greatest institution in Southeast Wisconsin. And when they have to reallocate dollars over to the West Bend campus that went from 1,100 students just over 10 years ago to today, 280. Boy, that puts them in a tough spot. So how do we do this together? That's the key. That's the name of the game.
Washington County Executive Josh Shoman there. Scott Hanke, the county's treasurer, as we look at the challenges facing two-year colleges in Wisconsin. What about the community reaction in the county? What feedback are you getting about this proposal that's on the table here, Scott?
Well, the community wants what's best for Washington County. Yeah, there's some that would say, well, why are we splitting this apart? We've been traditionally these two institutions. But as Josh said, it's all about collaboration and using the resources that we have, making Washington County strong and vibrant, and that people want to come here to live, work, and play, all those, you know, cliches, but to really make our next generation the best that can be.
You know, Josh, I'm just wondering from the county perspective, is a task force something you do on other types of things? Do you feel like it's a productive way that your county knows how to do?
Yeah, but it really is. We've used it on a number of major issues that we have. And this particular task force was especially strong. I've got to give credit and a thank you to Scott and our co-chairs, John Torinas and Paul Stangle. You know, we had brought in on this particular task force people from every corner of the county. And interestingly, a number of people who have close ties to UWM and or UWWC, just like Scott, you know, and from the very start, this was very much a, how do we save our UW campus? And what really changed the game was, you know, we started meeting in October, and I think it was November or early December when President Rothman announced that UW-Richland was going to effectively close, and everything, everybody's perspective completely changed, completely pivoted. You know, these are people who are Panther promoters, were advocates for UWM on the on their foundation, graduates of the college, and it quickly became a, how do we have the vibrancy that used to exist, as Scott explained in his experience.
To make it exist today. And we're out of time.
Exactly.
Thank you both for joining us. Josh Showman, County Executive for Washington County. Scott Hanke, County Treasurer. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We get up to speed on developments in higher ed in Wisconsin. Call in with questions or comments at any time. Your perspective is welcome at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Kelly Meyerhofer is here, covers higher education for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Kelly, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
I'm happy to be here, Kate.
So let's start with Cardinal Stritch University in Milwaukee, closing at the end of this spring semester after 85 years. How are people reacting to this news?
Yeah, on campus, people were pretty shocked, I think, by the news. It came out a couple weeks ago, and the semester is wrapping up this month, so there was a very short window of time for them to kind of process the news and for underclassmen figure out where they might transfer next fall.
What does transferability look like? How easily can students go to other places, other universities?
Yeah, a lot of area universities have welcomed these students with open arms. I think the devil's in the details of, you know, which credits will transfer, what particular program they're studying, and whether the university they may be looking to offers that program, and how many credits they can transfer over, would have to retake at that different school.
And certainly, you know, a lot of colleges and universities are struggling with enrollment. Did you find that a number of them stepped up to respond when they heard this news?
Yeah, there was almost immediately a flood of schools saying, we're happy to take you. That was definitely something we saw.
I wonder if, do you get the sense that Cardinal Stritch is a casualty of the pandemic, or is it part of some other forces happening in our state, you know, causing it to close?
That's a good question. It's one I'm looking into, of what really led to the downfall. My immediate look at what was happening there, their enrollment was as many as 6,000 students in like 2010, 2011, and they were down to around 1,200 now. So they suffered a staggering enrollment decline. I think their finances, in just going through their public tax filings, also showed a real financial pressure that I think got worse during the pandemic and with inflation. It's something that all universities are really struggling with right now. But when you're smaller, the economies of scale are just not there.
Okay, we're going to move around the state here now to UW-Platteville, where you've been reporting on the new chancellor, Tammy Avedovich. The appointment comes right as the university is set to close the two-year Richland Center campus. What challenges does the new chancellor face at UW-Platteville?
Yeah, I mean, she faces a lot of the challenges that other chancellors face. I think the enrollment issues in her area of the state are even worse than in some other parts. I looked at their enrollment data. They have suffered the worst declines over the past 5 years among the UW campuses. Their Richland branch campus is closing. They still have one other campus in Baraboo, Sauk County, but that campus is also at the second lowest enrollment. I think they're at like 170 students, somewhere in that range. So there's real challenges in rural areas of the state where there's fewer students to recruit. and frankly, just fewer students who want to go on to college.
So can you give us a little bit more about Avedovich's background? She came to Platteville a few years ago to serve as its provost.
Yeah, she came in during the pandemic, which I can imagine it's not an easy time to start a new job. She became the provost, which is like the number two kind of person at the university. She came from Nebraska, where it looks like she spent most of her academic career there, starting as a professor, becoming department chair, and working her way up into academic administration.
As you report on higher ed around the state, do campuses in these more rural settings, do you think they are having a more difficult time with these challenges of attracting and retaining students?
Yeah, I mean, I think all campuses are really struggling. I think the rural ones face more challenges than, you know, bigger institutions, Madison, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Green Bay. If you're in sort of a metro area, I think you have a little bit of a cushion. But if you are in a rural part of the state, you do not.
Is there anything new in response to Richland Center's fate? I mean, you know, classes ceasing there. Is there any new news from the UW there?
I actually asked this week about any sort of update, because the community and local government officials there are fighting for a way to keep it alive beyond sort of just online education, and finding a way to try to use their campus, and there's seven buildings there. I haven't received an update. They said there were no updates, UW System and UW Platteville. So I know that they're meeting with Richland Center officials, but not much publicly has been discussed about the extent of those conversations.
We're looking into higher education news around the state with Kelly Meyerhofer at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, covers higher ed. You can join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Kelly, UW President Jay Rothman is calling for financial evaluations of the state's other 12 two-year campuses following Richland Center's fate and closure. What steps are these two-year campuses considering to address their financial challenges?
Yeah, UW System President Jay Rothman told each of the chancellors that have a branch campus under their oversight to look closely at it, find out if there is a way to keep the campus viable, if they can add different programs, if they need to shift to online education, a whole range of options. It's a scary time, I think, for all of the students and staff at these dozen branch campuses that are still going.
Do you think there are tensions or perhaps trust issues between the branch campuses and their four-year school they're matched with?
I think it depends on the campus. At Richland, there certainly was a lot of tension about how UW-Platteville managed the campus. You know, I did a story looking at Washington County, the West Bend campus that UW-Milwaukee oversees, and I think there's some frustrations there as well for different reasons about how they were sort of reorganized into the main campus. You know, it depends, depending on each campus's circumstances.
We've been talking about how they are exploring perhaps going into more of a community college model and aligning with a technical college system. Could that happen more widely across these campuses? Would that might be an option other places?
It's definitely an option that the Washington County government is pushing. The county board there passed a resolution that is purely advisory and doesn't force the UW campus to do anything, but they've recommended that the local technical college, Moraine Park Technical College, sort of take on the students at the UW campus and essentially shutter UW-Milwaukee, Washington County.
Let's turn to this new Wisconsin Policy Forum report saying the UW system ranks 43rd nationally in per pupil funding in 2021. The technical college system ranked fifth. What are the takeaways from this report?
Yeah, I mean, I think the top line is just what you said, that our two public higher education systems are funded very differently. Technical colleges get state money, but they're also supported by local property taxes, which is not an avenue UW system has at its disposal. That's resulted in the technical colleges being one of the best funded in the country, and UW system is one of the worst.
You called it a tale of two stories, I think it was in your piece.
Yes, it's two very different stories about our two public higher education systems in Wisconsin.
The reaction on this report from System President Jay Rothman, I think you quoted in the statement, innovative and aggressive, that two-year campuses must be innovative and aggressive. Do you see signs of that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think especially, the Green Bay campuses are showing enrollment numbers either slightly picking up or holding steady despite the demographic challenges in Wisconsin. They've added four-year programs so that students at these campuses, which they strongly reject calling two-year campuses, could finish all 4 years of their degree program at those locations. So they're doing innovative things there. I mean, they have also added, they're increasing the cost of the tuition to match the main campus, which students at those local campuses are kind of upset by. And it'll be interesting to see if that sort of changes the enrollment picture there at all.
Let's turn to, I'm sorry, were you going to say something?
No, further? That's okay. I was just going to say, I think the lower tuition at these branch campuses was a really key draw for a lot of students.
What about the upcoming budget? The Joint Finance Committee, the legislature's Republican-controlled budget committee, crafting the two-year plan here. What are you expecting from the committee in the realm of higher ed?
Probably a lot less than what campuses would like to see. Democratic Governor Tony Evers proposed a pretty big increase to UW System's base budget, and also a big increase for the technical colleges too. You know, if the past two budgets are any indication, the Republican-controlled legislature will pare that back significantly.
That was a big increase for the system. I think Evers was proposing like hundreds of million increase. Are there any indications that Joint Finance Committee would go with some of those recommendations, or is it still too soon to feel that out?
Probably not. I mean, I think, one of the leading Republicans has already sort of rejected one of the pillars of UW System's budget proposal, which was a free tuition promise program that would apply to all campuses and help low-income students from low-income families whose income falls below like 60 or 62,000, they would have their tuition fully covered. Republicans have said they're going to strip that proposal from the budget.
Kelly Meyerhofer here covers higher education for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Kelly, our guide to these recent developments at the state's public and private institutions. Join in on this higher education discussion. What comes up for you? The number to call with your question is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We examine topics connected to higher education in our state and what may happen legislatively that affects 2 and 4 year institutions. Call in with questions and thoughts, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Kelly Meyerhofer is higher education reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Kelly, this week you reported that Assembly Speaker Robin Boss wants the UW system to eliminate campus diversity offices. What are his concerns with these offices?
He told me that he's worried these offices grow the racial divide and encourage students to look at life and society just through a single lens of race. And he thinks that that singular focus is wrong and should not, these offices should not be teaching students that.
We heard from Lisa in Madison called in, and Lisa says since 2017, Wisconsin has seen a 500% increase in anti-Semitic acts, and that Lisa says when you juxtapose that with calls to eliminate the diversity office, Lisa says it's obvious our state needs more diversity training, not less, considering what's going on with the data here in the state. What services are typically provided by campus diversity, equity, and inclusion offices?
These offices, they've existed for decades. They may have had different sort of names in different decades, but they've always kind of played an important role in helping non-traditional students feel welcome on campus. And this, we're not talking just about, you know, students of color, there's, you know, LGBTQ students, students of different religions, student veterans. These offices, you know, try to offer resources and support. A lot of these offices are staffed by people who match those identities. And I think for a lot of students, just having someone who looks like them or has a similar background can make them feel accepted.
Like, what proportion of the budget do these offices represent in the grand scheme of the UW system budgets?
Yeah, I think there were some records that showed there were about UW system spending about 13.6 million on DEI administrators, like in a single year, which is less than 1% of the UW system's nearly $7 billion budget.
So, you know, roughly $13 million on these positions. What would Speaker Voss propose to spend this funding on instead?
Well, he told me he didn't really want to dictate exactly what UW system would spend, but he would like to see UW system potentially internally reallocate that money to go toward the priorities that UW has asked for in its budget, such as, you know, expanding high demand programs like nursing and engineering.
Are any other lawmakers speaking up about this? Have you heard?
I've seen chatter. You know, it seems like Republicans in general are not for DEI offices. The main remarks have come from Speaker Voss.
You also reported in the meantime here, thousands of people calling for the expulsion of a UW-Madison student who was recorded in this video using racial slurs, other racist speech. How are university administrators responding so far?
UW-Madison's put out several statements that, you know, strongly condemn the language that the student was using in the video, but they've also explained that they're a public institution, they need to follow the First Amendment, and that protects a person's right to say speech that many would consider hateful.
Are there Mnuchin in the letter yesterday was saying that they would, you know, meet Chancellor Mnuchin, I should say, they would meet with a small group to talk through a petition. Is there any, do you know anything about what the petition would entail?
So, yeah, students of color have protested throughout this week and called on Chancellor Mnuchin to expel the student in the video. She's tried explaining to them that UW-Madison won't be doing that, but she's open to meeting with, you know, a select number of students who are sort of leading the charge in these protests to talk about how they can improve the campus climate, what sort of programming and stuff can be expanded.
Is this a pretty typical response from an administration when something like this happens?
In my 5 years of covering, you know, the UW campuses, I would say this is fairly standard. I mean, they're public universities, so they're limited in what they can do. They often put out these statements condemning the language, and students often feel that it just doesn't go far enough in addressing the situation.
Talking about higher education news with Kelly Meyerhofer at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, you can join in at 800-642-1234. Kelly, let's move on to in-state tuition. The UW Board of Regents recently voted to increase tuition for in-state undergrads. It's the first rate increase in nearly a decade. What should we know about this?
It was a pretty big move by the board. They voted to increase tuition. I think the average tuition increase is about 5%, but it varies depending on your campus and also which program you're enrolled in. Not only did tuition increase, but the first time campuses can increase what they call differential tuition. If you're studying in a specific program, often like a lot of STEM fields, they charge an additional fee because their programs have additional costs for labs and stuff like that. So those differentials have also increased quite a bit.
So, you know, based on what program you're in, you could really find you have a different type of tuition or additional fees based on what you pursue.
Correct. Yeah.
And meanwhile, Governor Evers appoints two new members to the System Board of Regents. How much influence will appointments by the governor now have on the board?
Well, there's 18 members on the UW Board of Regents, so the new regents coming on, I don't think they're in any sort of like swing position. Evers appointees control the majority on the board. This expands the number of people that he has serving for him on that board.
And what about voting in the appointees by the Senate committee? When might they be confirmed in the process?
Yeah, that's been kind of a longstanding issue for the UW Board of Regents. I think some of them have been serving unconfirmed by the state Senate for 3 years now. The state Senate just has not just declined to vote on them. I think there was chatter about if a Republican had won and Evers had not won re-election, they could remove all the unconfirmed appointees and quickly install all their own appointees and take control of the board in a matter of months. That didn't happen last November. So I've talked to the Senate committee that sort of oversees approving these appointments, and a person there told me that they do intend to take a vote. When that will be is not clear. There's nothing on the schedule.
Kelly, thank you for joining us and bringing us up to speed on your reporting.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here.
Kelly Meyerhofer is higher education reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.